Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, just after the third anniversary of the start of the Syrian conflict, the Syrian army has freed a key town from insurgents. Regaining Yarmouk, a town near the Lebanese border, can help the Syrian army and Hezbollah fighters cut the supply line of the insurgents from Lebanon. We'll take a look at the significance of the victory in Yarmouk and the latest in the battle to free Syria of Salafist terrorists.
Yarmouk, a town about 80 kilometers north of the capital, Damascus. It was home to some 30,000 residents prior to the beginning of the Syrian conflict in March 2011. Since then, it served as a major militant stronghold. In the latest drive to clear more areas from militants, the Syrian troops, backed by fighters from Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, retook the strategic town of Yarmouk on Sunday, just a day into the fourth year of the Syrian crisis.
After a series of military operations, the Syrian army and National Defense Forces re-established security and stability to Yarmouk city in the northern suburbs of Damascus after killing huge numbers of terrorists who were in the city and used it as a crossing point for weapons and terrorists to Syria.
The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is based in Britain, said Hezbollah forces had led the operation and taken control of larger parts of Yarmouk. The town is also considered a key strategic prize for Syrian forces due to its proximity to the highway and the Lebanese border. Foreign-backed militants had long used the town to smuggle fighters and weapons.
A source who told me that there were 10,000 militants who had taken refuge here in Yarmouk beforehand, which tells you how much they had, put their money on this battle, how much they had relied on this battle. But in spite of that, it wasn't very long before the city of Yarmouk fell.
Soon after the announcement of the latest army achievements, Syrian people in the capital Damascus took to the streets to celebrate the victory. The capture of Yarmouk and continuing army operations in the surrounding area is expected to cut important supply lines for insurgents as they face several army advances on different fronts. Reports say 1,000 of militants have fled Yarmouk to neighboring town of Arsal in Lebanon, where the spillover of the Syrian conflict had already been felt with series of bombings and tit-for-tat clashes between supporters and opponents of the Damascus government. With the clearing of almost all the main positions of militants along the border with Lebanon, it now remains to be seen when the Syrian army will move towards the country's border with Turkey to fight the militants there.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of Beirut, political commentator Mr. Ibrahim Moussavi, and out of London, journalist and Middle East analyst Sharif Hikmat Nashashibi. Thank you both for being with us. We'd like to start this off in London with Mr. Nashashibi. Your perspective, sir, how significant do you think the recapturing of Yarmouk is for Damascus?
Well, it is very significant. It cuts supply routes from Lebanon, and it allows for a concentration of regime forces to attack rebel-held areas in Damascus. So it is an important achievement on the part mainly of Hezbollah. I mean, the victory wouldn't have happened without their participation, but it is an important victory for the regime.
Well, what about that, Mr. Moussavi? Let's look at the significance of it. From a military perspective, this victory in Yarmouk, how do you see it?
It is a very important strategic achievement. No one can argue about it. This is something that everybody in every spectrum of the any side of the equation is going to say that this is a very important, very significant military accomplishment, achievement that the Syrian army has been able to do significantly in a very swift and a very fast time. It was not expected that the defense lines of the Takfiri groups and the different militant groups. It's worthwhile mentioning that in Yarmouk you have the multitude, and you have the diverse military groups fighting in Syria. You have foreign fighters, you have the al-Nusra, you have the Daesh, you have everybody's there, actually. So every woke of the military groups exists there, and they have always been making this kind of propaganda propaganda war, psychological warfare, that they are there, it's going to be a cemetery for the Syrian army, for other things that's going to come. So I believe in this sense, it's very important. Moreover,
everybody knows about the kind of link that the... What does it mean now, Mr. Mousavi, sorry to interrupt. What does it mean now that this victory has taken place for Damascus?
It is very important. You're talking, this is again and again, it is consolidating the grip of the government over the different territories. Now, starting with the fourth year, of the crisis in Syria, we know very well that the Syrian army and the Syrian government, regardless of all of the support coming from the different parts of the world, especially from the United States, from the Gulf countries, to the Takfiri groups, regardless of all of the new sophisticated weapons that they have been supplied with, the Syrian army has been able to make this significant achievement at a very important, sensitive juncture of history, the beginning of the fourth year after the Geneva II, and just 2 or 3 months before the presidential elections that will take place in Syria.
Okay, what about it to our guests in London, Mr. Nasha Shibi? Do you see it making a difference in the situation in Lebanon itself? Because, of course, we have seen a lot of attacks taking place from that area, helping to disrupt the situation in Lebanon itself. Do you think that we'll see a more stable situation in that part of Lebanon now or not?
I think the repercussions for Lebanon will be as great, if perhaps even greater, than in Syria, because since the taking of Yabrud by the regime forces, already there have been fierce clashes in Tripoli, which have killed and injured dozens and are ongoing. And you've had rockets fired into Lebanon from Syria on territory that is Hezbollah strongholds. So this is going to intensify the instability in Lebanon and increase, I think. It's going to be probably not very long before there is another major attack in Lebanon against Hezbollah targets. So I think, you know, this is going to worsen the situation in Lebanon just as much, if not more, as in Syria.
What do you think, Mr. Mousavi? You're sitting in Beirut. Do you think that with the taking of Yabrut by Syrian forces, that it's going to make the situation worse in Lebanon?
Well, from a political perspective, from a purely political, theoretical point of view, I believe Mr. Nasha Shibi is right. But taken and given the situation in Lebanon, if we are going to talk about the technicalities and the logistics, I believe the capturing of Yabrut is going to tighten the grip, and I believe it would be more difficult for them. It would have been always easier for them to work if they have had Yabrut always within their hands. What I think simply is that the decision has been taken by these Takfiri groups in order to attack the Lebanese people, all those who do not favor their arguments or their points of views. They would always attack and do anything to target the people, the Lebanese army, everyone. But I believe it's contrary. I believe maybe you would have more terrorist attacks, suicidal attacks, but this does not mean in any way that they have the upper hand now. I believe it's more difficult for them to carry any aggression, but we do not say that this is not going to happen. But logistically wise, it's going to be more difficult for them to carry any aggression. And I don't believe that the situation is going to worsen more than already it is. I believe they are going to be cut off from strategic supply, whether in Lebanon or towards Syria. And we have to remember, my understanding is that, yes, it is bordering Lebanon. It is very important. It's going to have its own unfold positive results toward Lebanon. But the most important result has to do with Syria, with the capital Damascus, because this is a place, a very strategic place that was hostile towards Damascus. Yes, it's 80 kilometers to north of it, but it was more or less responsible for cutting off the main road between Aleppo and Damascus. This way, I believe it has become safe 100%.
Okay, talking about that road being cut off from Aleppo to Damascus, Mr. Nashashibi, how do you see the foreign support now for the insurgents? Do you think that it will change? Do you think that strategically they will look at the situation in a different way and perhaps deal with this differently? Or will they continue to try to get more supplies and continue to try to support the insurgents? Or do you think we've seen a change in things?
Well, the Syrian National Coalition has, in the last couple of days, asked for more support from its foreign backers. We haven't seen yet whether that will be fulfilled, but the situation in terms of foreign backers.